Police in southern Mexico are investigating a terrible crash involving a truck carrying migrants. At least 53 people are dead. Photos from the scene in the southern state of Chiapas show dozens of bodies covered in sheets along the road. It is one of the deadliest accidents involving migrants in decades. NPR international correspondent Carrie Kahn is based in Mexico City. And Carrie, what are the police saying about how this happened?
It's just, I can't even tell you how the pictures and the images there are so horrific, Peter. It just seems like these migrants were stuffed in the back of a trailer and the driver was driving too fast, came around a curve. The trailer either crashed into a pedestrian bridge, overhead bridge where pedestrians can walk over the highway, or it sort of, you know, flipped over and then crashed into it. To the bridge, the base of the bridge, and whatever happened, the migrants were just tossed and thrown all around this trailer, which was just shredded by the accident, thrown out of the trailer doors. There were bodies everywhere. It just seems like a horrific scene, the crime scene, and the death toll rose overnight to at least 53 people.
All right. What do we know about the victims? Anything?
Well, for a while, they were not jumping to the conclusion that they were migrants, but why else would, you know, so many people, more than 100 people, be packed into a trailer? We've seen this before. They seem to be the majority from Guatemala, many from Honduras, but we've seen migrants traveling through southern Mexico from all over the world, actually, a lot from Central America, Haitians, Cubans. We saw there was a convoy of at least six tractor trucks that were stopped, packed with migrants. There were migrants from Bangladesh, from Africa, from everywhere. So we don't have an exact number of where they're from, but mostly from Central America.
To your point, Carrie, that there were more than 100 people crammed into a single truck on a trailer. Well, you've seen it before, but why is that? And how common is that?
Well, what's been happening in southern Mexico is that Mexican officials, under pressure from the United States, are trying to keep the migrants that are coming through on their way north to the U.S. border, try and keep them in southern Mexico, in the state of Chiapas. More frequently, we've been seeing as a crackdown on migrants using the bus system, on migrants, there have been fining taxi drivers and other truckers that pick up migrants. We've seen the smugglers resort to packing them into these tractor trailers, these big, huge, you know, container ships that are for like perishable goods or cattle and bringing them up north in those types of vehicles. And that's because of, just the frustration and the enforcement tactics that are happening in southern Mexico at this time.
And speaking of immigration policy, the crash comes just a couple days after President Biden reinstated the Remain in Mexico policy, which forces many migrants who are seeking asylum to wait on the other side in Mexico while that gets processed. Not that there's any clear connections between this crash and that, but like, are there implications there? I mean, what should we be thinking about in the context of those two things?
So I think this accident is going to put more pressure on Mexico for that policy than the Biden administration. Human rights advocates, migrant advocates are very upset with Mexico's strategy of maintaining them all in southern Mexico. It's a mess down there. And we're seeing that as we see migrants are taking more and more dangerous routes to get out of southern Mexico. And we saw the consequences of that yesterday.
Carrie Kahn is NPR's international correspondent based in Mexico City. Carrie, thanks as always.
You're welcome.